You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
One, two, three, and four.
Tune in now to AfterBuzz. Tune in all the way. Cause I just got my ticket, yeah. And this time I'm gonna stay. When everything is right. When American Idol's on. Tune in now to AfterBuzzTV.com. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And with that Woo! Said, give it up for Mark E. Allen. Bing is for doing. And what are we doing? Another AfterBuzz After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Let's do it.
This is American Idol Season 12, Episode 36.
Mm-hmm. Wowza.
It's been a long journey. It's the finale. We are so jazzed, as you can tell, our wonderful studio audience, or should we say our studio of hosts that look fantastic. I'm JC, and let us introduce our wonderful panel of hosts, starting with the lovely lady to my right.
What's good, everyone? It's Stephanie Georgie.
And across the table.
Hey, everyone, I'm Violet Kanyan.
And I'm Marky Allen.
And, of course, the dapper man in the back, Mr. Stephen Lemieux. What's going on, Stephen?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Once again, thank you for your fill-in last week as Mark was stuck at the airport.
Yes, thank you very much, everybody, for showing the love.
I was Marky Allen, yeah.
Oh!
Yes, you were.
On it.
Yes, I can rock the ones and twos.
Oh, wow.
Gotta take it.
Marky might have some competition. Before this turns into a singing battle, let's get into one of the best shows ever. The last 12 years have meant so much to us, and tonight is the culmination of it all. Cree versus Candace. We had a planet explosion, as Keith said. We had so many things going on tonight, and we're going to break it down. But before we do that, let's go into a recap of last week as we said goodbye to Angie Miller.
Oh, man.
I was surprised. It's okay. It was because
everybody
you weren't here.
Surprised. Especially... us, Stacey.
We were predicting her since I had it written down. February 20th, we made the prediction that Angie was going to win it
all. You jinxed her, JC. You do realize that, right?
Why me?
Her being kicked out is all on your shoulders. I'm just saying.
How do you feel about that?
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, actually, how do I feel? I still think she should have won. And I'll explain that a little bit later. And also, stay tuned. We got some backstage info as Mark. I mean, are you, Steven, what are you playing?
It's just really sad.
He just was saying
that. Have you seen anybody as sad as Angie when
Angie
getting the news?
Home. Yeah, you
like,
know.
She couldn't even sing the song?
And she said at right after in the interview, she said that she really was confident that she was going to go through.
That's cool. You need the confidence. That's good.
That's why she was so heartbroken.
It was a difficult night on American Idol stage as we lost.
God, great choice.
Not only a leader, but a pop possible icon. Angie Miller, she tickled the ivories since the audition. She dazzled us through Hollywood Week. She took us on a journey through the highs, the lows, and the in-betweens.
Angie, this isn't goodbye. This is see you later.
See you next time, Angie.
Hopefully
we love
see you tomorrow.
Actually. Tweet me later.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, once wait, again. No, but she was awesome. And I still think she should have won, and we'll explain it later. And also, we've got a tease for you guys watching us. Chat roll, we're having a little difficulties with our internet tonight, so I'll try to get you guys on here. But stay tuned, because we have exclusive backstage footage from a press conference tonight with Carly Rae Jepsen, and actually, I believe, Chris Trunson spoke with, it was either Cree or Candace, about why who went first.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all that exclusive footage coming up later. Plus, we've got a special song to close out the show tonight.
Hey, yes, let's do it.
All right, so let's talk about what we're here for tonight.
The finale.
Thoughts, what'd you guys think
Down
of the overall
two.
Show?
Cree and Candace.
What'd you think? Anyone?
I thought it was amazing. I was rooting for one person, and then by the end, I was completely and utterly turned, and now I want the other person to win, and it was just an awesome, awesome show. I thought, I've been rooting. These have been my two favorite girls from the beginning, and I'm just so happy that they're both in the top. I think it was a perfect choice. Sorry. And I'm just, whoever wins, I'll be so happy for either one of them. Yeah, they're both going to do the same amazing.
Way. Yeah, because that's, I mean, like the battle of the soul, soul versus soul, like he said. It was a great, epic night. We had a lot of moments, and yes. That's what you need in this competition. So, yeah, I think it was a perfect episode.
I think it was good, too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you, Steph, so what'd you feel? Because you're our fiery Latina. you tell it how it is. You break it down. You keep it real.
Well, can I just say that they didn't like the first performance that Cree did, which I think it was perfect. It was the exact amount of bluesy that she needed. And they had just finished telling her that she didn't need to go over the top. Simple was good for her, and she did it simply. So I think she did a great choice with the Angel. I just wanted to give her a pat on the back for that.
Well, let's get into that first song. It was Angel by Sarah McLachlan. Mm-hmm. It was a Simon Fuller's choice. And we already know that you really loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Anyone agree or disagree on this?
I completely agree with her. I thought it was absolutely perfect. I've seen, actually, a couple of weeks ago, jumping to another show on The Voice, somebody sing. I don't remember the singer's name. But I was watching that performance and thinking, there's something missing. And when Cree started singing this one, and I was just like, that's exactly how this song should sound. It's so emotional, it's so angelic, it's so
Cree was missing.
So perfect.
No, you were spot on with that. Actually, I even wrote that down. It had an ethereal look to it, a feel to it. It felt angelic.
Yes.
The only thing I didn't, it felt too short for me. And I think you need a little more time. I know they had to crunch in six songs, so they had to cut the length of the song. But I think you needed more time to fully get invested emotionally in the song for me, for that song. I needed a little more time. I thought it was just too short. That's
I completely disagree, because right the minute she started, I got goosebumps and I was in it, and I thought emotionally she was perfect.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you could hear that Martina McBride side of Cree tonight. And that's the perfect kind of career that Cree could have or will have. I liked how the staging was and how they came up, and it was almost like the wings in the background. I don't know if they meant for that, but like had a cool backdrop. But it was simple. It was beautiful. She looked beautiful and came out with confidence. And I think it was a great start to the show.
Yeah, kudos to the lighting, to the staging, just the whole production of that song. You know, it was soft, it was delicate. It was short, but I loved what I heard. I really did. Yeah. So
got you wanting more.
It was a tease.
I think it was a good ending song too.
Oh really?
You would have even though it started, but as far as the last show goes, just because it was, it was like almost like a goodbye song, you know.
Ooh, I can go many different ways with that. A goodbye song. Interesting. We'll dissect that a little bit later. But let's go into Candace's song, and that was okay. We've always said when you're doing Adele, no one wins doing Adele. Because Adele is so challenging. Did she do
Except
Adele justice?
Candace.
Okay.
I mean, Candace doing Chasing Pavements was just so powerful. I think the judges said it, when she's on the stage, she's so demanding. And regardless what song she's singing, where the sound is, she has your attention from beginning to end. And they also mentioned it that her lower register is so sexy.
Exactly.
It's so just beautiful and soulful, and you're just like, okay, I'm in this song, I'm in this moment, and she's like that too, and I love it.
I wrote that all of her notes were perfect, and they were. She did them so perfect, and I was so happy about that because we hadn't heard that register in a while,
right?
And I like that they mentioned it also because it was the first thing that I noticed.
Yes.
And she did well, and it was good to hear her in all those ranges.
I didn't like the song choice.
Whoa.
I didn't think she sang it bad. I think it was cool to see she was doing a lot of the beginning parts that Adele does. And she definitely took it somewhere a little bit later. And like the little fall notes that she was doing, like those are really cool.
Yes.
But Adele does those exactly the same. So it's cool to see like, wow, Candace can do that too kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she definitely had some cool parts to the song and like some epic moments. What do you I'm smiling. You're laughing.
No, I just noticed your mustache.
Oh, my mustache? Yeah, it's not. I don't have a mustache.
It's his performance mustache. Yes. Yeah. If you're not watching this,
the most wonderful attempt. I'm sorry.
Attempt or laziness?
Whoa.
But, Thank you so much.
If you're not watching this live, guys, you should.
You should, yeah. Because I just can't. That's the first time somebody's ever said that to me.
Really?
I'm growing up.
Aww. No,
I'm really, actually, you know what? I love Candace's song. I thought it was perfect. You know what? Everything is great.
On a very special AfterBuzz.
That's right. Mark, I love everybody.
Hugs Mark goes everybody. Through puberty live on AfterBuzz Studios.
Oh, no.
Thank God. Finally, late bloomer.
Oh, my God.
Right before my 10-year high school reunion. Awesome. But, yeah, so it definitely was a great song. It's Adele, and nobody should do Adele except for Adele. Candace definitely had a great attempt at it, and I don't know. It was just iffy for me. But the song, I think she sang it great. It was just the song choice that kind of got me.
No, I agree with that. She sang it well, but the song choice was...
I think we've been hanging out way too long, all of us, because literally everything you guys are saying, I feel the same way as all three of you, but...
Differently.
But a little different.
A little bit, okay.
She's like Celine Dion, but different.
We'll get into that later.
No, okay, the thing with Candace's song, she grabbed me from the first note. Mm-hmm. You know how I said that Cree, I wish she had more time? Candace captured me immediately. And I know what Mark's talking about, those runs, those Adele runs, which reminded me of Elise Testone's runs from last season. She always would do these little like flutter, like note changes, these key changes. And she did these things. I loved it. She grabbed, I thought Candace outperformed Cree on the first round. There was a difference for me.
I'm taking Cree on the first round.
Me too.
Okay.
I actually wrote down Cree, but right now I'm kind of like they tied.
But it came down to the song choice. It was, man, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
It's like nothing even matters.
It's like splitting hairs, you know.
Like, well, maybe, my mustache.
Oh.
I'm sorry, too late.
Steven, can you keep a joke count, please? Thank you.
It's not even worth counting.
I'm going to
be
come?
Serious the rest of the time.
How could not?
Now, do we want to move on to the second round, or should we just...
Sure.
Yeah, second round.
We don't want to talk about Carly Rae Jepsen's amazing singing.
Do we?
Like we said, she was like... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, sorry. There's a little bit of frostiness in the studio.
I mean, truly, okay? Shall I?
If we're being so prim and proper, but of course, the floor is yours, Violet. Please.
Honestly... I know she's like a pop star, yada yada, whatever. Her Call Me Maybe song is cute.
Oh God, I said Call Me Later.
It's cute, but seriously, how embarrassed does she? If I was her, I would be so embarrassed as an artist to be on the stage. First of all, I'm pretty sure she was lip singing to the whole thing, to do what she was doing, and then you have these two people who aren't signed, who are pretty much amateurs compared to where she is in her career. That sound like that, and then she's doing that on that stage. It was just not right.
You can't say embarrassed though to sing that song. Like first of all, like that was, I guarantee that's not her choice. Like, but it's a great choice to be on American Idol
to sing that. Totally,
so it's great exposure. It's a song that the fans wrote, and yeah, I mean maybe she wasn't singing it live, and there's difference between like a Candace and Cree, like live performance artists, and then someone who just sings in studio that has like a cool tone and whatnot. But that's what pop music is. I mean, we see that all the time. This isn't the first time that
Maybe if she performed like tomorrow or something, but today is just too intense and too much about the two girls for her to just throw herself in.
Okay, throw herself. It wasn't her decision. I know. She's like, you know what? Just put me on tomorrow. You guys cool with that? You guys cool with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll come
in
for the pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. In Carly's slight defense, she was doing a little jumping around and moving around, and they are two different types of singers. You have Cree and Candace who are going to be more of... Cree's going to be your singer-songwriter. She's going to be a little more stationary. You're not going to see her running around, even though they've had her do some up-tempo numbers this season. But Cree isn't her best when she's moving around. It's when she's in a fixed position and mm-hmm. giving us her heart. Mm-hmm. Different than, you know, Carly. Carly's bubblegum pop.
Right.
It's something like, you know...
She is.
Danceable. Yeah, so there is a difference, but you're right, Violet. I mean, the vocal prowess of the other two are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a career... These are career singers that we'll see, I hope...
Forever.
Yes, for the next couple generations. And Carly...
Look
hot. Bingo. Okay.
What?
She did. She looked
great. Look at my eyes. Roll them.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Moving. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
He's watching.
You are. Yes. No. Moving on to round two. Now, we got. This is where I have a lot of difficulties with.
Mm.
This is their potential winning single. And I...
Candace won that one.
I wasn't feeling either one, but let's get into it. Because I think, the producers want... If they want their ratings to go up, why don't they let them sing their absolute favorite song? And if you go, I got a credit. His name is Michael Slezak. I quote him every once in a while. He's from TV Line. And he spoke that if you go on YouTube, Cree has this song. It's called, let me see, You Would Have Wanted It That Way. And it's, I think it's got like 3 million views. If you watch it, and I know you two, well, you two, Mark, you're all criers. If you watch this video, you will be gushing in tears because it's about her family. Wow. And it's this beautiful song that...
The song she sang, I did not like.
Yes. It didn't stand a chance.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I'm actually going to go home and listen to that song. But I feel like the All Cried Out was about her family. And it was about the struggle she went through and everything that she's gone through. And she's all cried out, and she's ready to, you know... be in control of her life or something like that.
I think she could relate, but I don't know if
I wasn't happy with it at all. I feel like the American Idol finale song should be, like you were saying, Kelly Clarkson's A Moment Like This. It should be about winning the competition. Mm-hmm. It should be about that moment, not about your life, not about, you know, I'm beautiful, not anything about, you know, I didn't like either of them, and I haven't liked the finale songs forever.
Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. It's not... lyrically that I was opposed to it. It is the connection. Mm. And Cree is all about the connection.
Well, that's what I meant. So she might have been able to relate, but you're right. The connection was not there.
And Nikki brought that up, that they didn't have a lot of time to prepare this song as well. So that's why it didn't seem natural to them. You know, so Mark, what are you thinking?
I'm just being quiet over here.
Are you brooding? What's going on?
No. All right, so check this out. So this is the most important song. Like this round makes or breaks the artist, makes or breaks the whole competition, these 37 episodes that we've been talking about. So last year, Phillip Phillips went second to Jessica Sanchez, who sang this pop song that was whatever. Then he came out and sang Home, which was tailor-made for him. It was perfect. Do you think it was like A Moment Like This type song? Do you think Home is?
I feel like it
sold 4 million copies. It's like
Olympics,
it's like an
everywhere.
Anthem.
It was huge.
Yeah, it's a huge
song. So it's hard to top, like, to... They tried, for years and years, they tried the fans writing the songs. They tried, like, bringing other songs in. They had Cara DioGuardi came and wrote a song. And nothing really connected like A Moment Like This with these artists about winning the competition. If it was one or the other, like Candace's song was a little bit more about winning the competition, but it's still like it still showed that she, you know, was about her struggles with being like self-conscious, and now she's like they talked about last week. All Cried Out was, you know, was, I think, tailor-made, just like Keith said, about Cree, like her life, her struggles and everything. So I get the point where you're saying that it doesn't really apply to them winning this competition, and I do agree that it should. But this year, it looks like they took a different turn and did a song that is about them in their life where they are right now. Okay. I think Cree had that slow build. I've never heard her belt like that.
Oh, yeah.
And like the chorus was great. Heard that Martina McBride, like Carrie Underwood thing again, which is going to be perfect for her. This, I felt like, was her best performance in weeks up to this point.
Really?
I totally agree.
And I just want to say that the chat roll is up, and they were saying, Philip, let's see, that song was tailor-made for Philip. Mm-hmm. You know, Home was as well. So, and even Derek Johnson is quoting, he said they were both okay songs. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of feeling the same thing. They were like, yeah. Which brings, we haven't even talked about the second song, which was Candace, I Am Beautiful, which is another thing. Go on YouTube. Candace has another fantastic song that... If you loved Love Song, if you loved all these classics that she sang this season, go to her YouTube, and she does a cover of a Christina Aguilera song that will blow your mind away. And why? It's a beast. I'm having a hard time remembering it. So if chat roll, if you can find the song for me, I'll let you guys know. It is, I believe it's from Moulin Rouge, but it's like a B-side or something. So out of this world. So I Am Beautiful. I love Stephanie. You said something when the song started. You were like, I think Candace already won the song the first line.
Yeah, the name of it too, I think.
You know, she's, I feel, I said it already, it already feels better before the song even started. You know, how much you love Candace.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, just like when she came out, what I wrote was that she has the moment in her song that really makes her sound like a star. The song has amazing potential. So, exactly like you said, it makes it or break it. Unfortunately, Candace, in that round, Candace won, I think, because... It did. She had that moment, and at least it was something more where she could where she could be involved. The connection. The connection was mm-hmm. there in that song, and I think she felt it more. So I think that was the advantage, I think, that wow. Candace had over Cree.
I completely disagree. I actually wrote that I wish she was more emotionally invested in the song. And I thought Cree was, like you were saying, that was her best performance. Her voice, her emotion, everything was just, for me, for Cree, connected completely. And Candace's song was a really nice song. And I feel like it was so much about her and everything that she's gone through. But the emotion for me, for her, came when she finished the song and she had tears in her eyes and she was trying mm-hmm. not to cry. But I wish I saw that in the song while she was performing it.
Yeah, I thought they
I want them to get completely yeah. lost in the song and just, like, lose themselves and just cry and not be able to finish the song. That's what I want to see from these people when they're doing such an epic song for their careers.
And if we, before we go into Mark, and I also want to let you guys know, if you're listening, if you're watching us on YouTube, hello, or watching us on AfterBuzz, I am so kerfunkel today. No, AfterBuzzTV.com, hello. But if not, tune in, subscribe on iTunes, Vodcast, Stitcher, let us know what you think. Because without you guys, you're our fifth host. And actually, Taylor just told me the song is from Burlesque, and the song is called Bound to You.
Mm. Okay.
So definitely check that out.
Write that down.
Bound to You.
So, Mark, what'd you think?
Yeah, I felt like Candace, she definitely had a moment in this song, too. I like the song. I feel like her performance was a little more epic as far as, like, the staging and everything went, how it was set up. But I think overall, I feel like, again, Cree won it by just a tad, though. And look back, watch our shows before. Like, I was the last one to jump on the Cree bus. But now, I don't know. I'm really feeling like, you know, I feel like they're neck and neck.
So but what's Cree left? If they are tied, what's left?
The next one.
The third song.
I can't believe they did this song second. I thought they would do this third.
Yeah.
But I think in the previous years,
well,
it kind of maybe failed.
Well, I'm happy that they did second because the last two were much better.
Maybe that's why they...
That's
yeah.
why, because they
that's
couldn't...
That's why they did that.
There wasn't going to be any investment. And personally, I don't think I want them to cry where they can't finish the song
really?
Because I need to see the performance. Like,
yeah,
show
yeah.
me what you got.
That's
and
true.
Show me what you're working with.
Show me what you're working with.
So did they bring it on the third song? I don't
know. Okay, so that one was a tie. First round, Cree won. Second round, Candace won. Third one. Like, there was the competition, right?
Okay,
there.
So who won the third?
I couldn't tell you.
Let's talk about Up to the Mountain.
I could not tell you. Because they did it, they did amazingly.
What did you guys, were you feeling Up to the Mountain? I mean, this is, I believe it was from Hollywood Week, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and this, like, mm-hmm. our down-home Cree, when she's just so sweet before she's all glammed up, and she's...
So gorgeous. They're both so gorgeous.
I thought it was Cree... I feel like I think Randy, Cree was being Cree. Yeah. She got back to the essence of who she is.
Yes.
Her notes were delicate.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote, she's not pop.
She's not pop?
No.
She's not pop. Remember when you were, no.
She's country.
She's not so country.
So was Keith wrong in saying it's soul versus soul?
No, not at all. She is soul country. She's bluesy, soul, just like all that deep southern country.
Like
that's
a Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha Yearwood, yeah, but like a new age. But like
new,
Martina McBride, Carrie Underwood.
Not so much Carrie.
Carrie Underwood wasn't Carrie Underwood when she won this competition. She was like awesome. But now
Carrie's
she's like
too
epic.
Pop.
I can see what you're saying.
I feel like Cree could sing like, you know, the band Old School Medicine Crew or Old Crow Medicine School Crew? The song that, the Wagon
Old
Wheel song.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes, that
he
one.
On it.
Okay. She is like someone who can sing something like those kind of songs,
yes.
like Wagon Wheel.
Like she, bluegrass.
Yeah, okay. Very bluegrass.
Which she didn't get to do, but if she did a song like that, one of our, like anything from, ranging from Mudford and Sons, Lumineers, and Old, what is it again?
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Write that down.
Old Crow Medicine. Okay. No, what are you feeling? Are you feeling up to the mountain? I mean, up to the mountain?
Up.
I felt like I was on top of the mountain and just looking. But no, I felt like she handled the song, like the whole thing. Like she was just gripping it and ready to go. She looked beautiful in red. She was just like... I don't know, her energy and the staging, again, she everything was fit together perfectly, mm-hmm. I felt like, in the song.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it she put me into tears like three times. I mean, three songs, three times.
And I wasn't gonna have it though.
Yeah, and I was just like, no, honey, no.
We all wore our waterproof mascara
right?
for tonight. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I feel like she did exactly what she needed to do for there to be some sort of competition, and she completely proved herself and proved that she belongs in the top two.
And here's the thing: with competitions like this, or performing on any level of the game. If you go out and this is why I think that, you know, the whole thing we're going to talk about Creed going first or second, but it's hard after Candace comes out and just murders a song and like blows the roof off the place and then to come as Creed and to keep your composure. So I think there's a little bit more fireworks going on with Candace's performance. Literally, we'll talk about that.
Literally.
And I have nothing. But that's the kind of artist she is. And like, that's something that I go through when I perform in somebody will go up and just kind of, like, doing backflips with her voice. And then I go out and kind of sing my, like, my style of stuff. It doesn't, you know, it's a total different realm. So, like, I really, my hat is off for Creed to come out and just be herself and sing how she sings and not try to, like, overdo anything just to prove that, oh, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She stayed true to who she is.
Yeah. And, like, I still feel like she killed it with that.
Mm-hmm. She did.
But
the second one.
And then there was Candace.
Yeah, a little girl from South Carolina, Candace.
Although I said that it would be a tie, I have to say that Candace did give me goosebumps, literally goosebumps, when she was singing. And she had so much swag and personality in the song. And remember how you said the connection? There was a part of the song, and I wish I would have written down the lyrics, where she makes this face. It's when she says something. I know. You called, you did
and
something
then you
else.
Did, yeah, you gave her diamonds.
Yeah,
and,
you gave her diamonds. Perfect. Yeah. And she felt
see,
it
the
in
fact that,
that
you both just recognized that one line from the song. I mean, that's that connection. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. There's a moment. We all have moments in our life that we'll look back upon where we can seize the moment. And I think just Candace, she seized it. There was no way. Whether she wins this thing or not, that song, she was, I don't want to quote Randy, so I'm not. But she wanted to win that thing. Yes. No, literally.
I hashtagged it all the whole time.
It's undeniable that this was her moment. I mean, we've heard the song. It's by Shirley Bassey, and also Haley Reinhardt did it two seasons ago. Mm. So it is a classic, and there's a huge debate online, like, who sang it best. So,
really?
Yes.
There's a debate?
Yes. Listen to Shirley Bassey's version.
Okay, have to now.
From, like, the 60s and 70s. You can't pick a winner. It's a fantastic song. But Candace did, this is her moment. I'm sorry. I thought she was going to pick a love song.
Really?
I did, and I was surprised. And
no,
it
would have been too soon.
But I'm sorry. She left it all there. She and left it on
she
stage.
She did. And then her
she
love
did.
Note, the
at the end. Oh, my God. I didn't even write anything down just because the whole time I was just like,
just
oh
the name of the song.
My. Yeah, I just wrote the name. I just started. I'm like, okay, I'll just take notes. No. There's, like, no words for how Candace sings and how she makes the viewer, the listener, feel. There really isn't. She has connection in every single song. And as much as I love Cree, and this whole time I'm like, Cree, yes. You know, I want her to win, even though I do love Candace. If she doesn't win, it's like, I don't know. What does America want if you do not vote for that voice, for that performance? You have to have something wrong with you.
Mara.
Well, we already know I have many things really wrong with me.
Right?
So it was like the battle of the soapboxes. That's one thing they brought to this competition this time, where they have like the little platforms that they're standing on. Kree's was like this high, and then Candace's was like here. But
I thought you meant Ryan's, because
he should be using Candace's for all times.
Ryan is so cute. Sorry. Go. He was when he was talking to the lady. Go ahead.
So I Who Have Nothing, she came out and just, you know, with the acapella for like the first, I don't know, 4 minutes. But just that confidence with the smoke. And I think there was so much smoke that they even had to change camera angles one time. It was like, okay, we can't see Candace. But just got chills. She was just feeling it. I was feeling it. Her voice is just ridiculous. The first two rounds I thought went to Cree, barely. And that left it up to the final round where Candace hit it out of the park. So even just winning one round for me makes it neck and neck to where my decision who's going to win this thing.
I can't wait to get to predictions, Mark. You've teased us so well. I'm like, I don't know who, who you're going to pick.
No, you don't really care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give me that.
It was, and see, let's see what the chat roll is saying. Let's see. I have to guess. 237 says, I have to say it's really a tie. This is the first year I can't call the winner. That's how close it is. I mean, we do not know. This was absolutely a mind-boggling episode tonight. Would you say, can you remember a better finale? Hold that thought. Okay, so let's, while Stephanie thinks of that thought, should we move into, I think, Stephen, do you have queued up some of the stuff that Chris Tronson got for us from the press conference earlier tonight?
I mean, just which video do you want?
I believe we have two sound bites from Pacific Rim Video and
Front Row Features.
Yes, Chris
Tronson. I have five videos here.
Whoa. Are they titled? If there's a...
Yeah. Candace talks about connecting with winning song lyrics. Mm-hmm. Candace talks about what her and Creed did the night before the show. Creed talks on connecting emotional songs. Keith Urban talks about the moment he will remember in American Idol. Creed talks why he loved Candace go first.
That one. Creed talks about why she let Candace go first.
To see the strategy, because I think this goes into our prediction of our winner.
Oh, yeah, because Creed, she was being very, like nurturing, like motherly in the show.
I thought I'd ask her before I made the decision. I don't know.
Do you think that is something that's going to influence voters? Like maybe the lasting memory of Candace singing I Have Nothing? Or do you think it just comes down to the singing?
I think it comes down to the singing and the connection. I don't think the order really matters. I don't know. I just said, hey, where do you want to go? And she said last, and I said last. So, yeah. I don't think about that stuff. I just had so much fun singing first, last, 10th.
That is awesome.
She's the best. I love that girl.
See, and a lot of people don't get to see that. I mean, that's exclusive footage from Chris Tronson and Pacific Rim Video and
Front Row Features.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Thank you, guys. I just want a quick shout out to Pacific Rim Video, Front Row Features, for letting us in on this like insider backstage stuff. I mean, I feel like we've really gotten to know the contestants, and our viewers have gotten to know the contestants. So thank you, guys, and thank you, Chris.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And I also, we did promise that we have a little special surprise, that we have a song coming up. So definitely we should get into the song. And let's do a little news and gossip while we set up for the song.
All right, let's do it.
TV news.
All right, so we've been getting tweets on Randy's leaving. Mm-hmm. So who should be the next judge of American Idol? Who's replacing Randy? Because right now we may need to replace all four of them from what we've been hearing. That's gossip, not news.
Gary Busey.
Okay, we've got one for Gary Busey. All right, so, Stephanie, who do you think should be the guy, the person, man or woman, to replace Randy Jackson, and why? That's a tough question. Who's your favorite? This is only a half-hour show.
I think you might agree with me, Harry Connick Jr.
Why?
But I don't know if he wants to be there. Maybe Paula Abdul should come back. She like freaks me out.
She's awesome.
I'm just setting you guys up, of course. I know, but why? I mean, what about Harry?
He's so good. He's so honest with the contestants, where it's not like he's being mean or rude. Like sometimes Nikki can be rude. She can, you know, get off the stage to Lazarus or whatever. He, like when he told Amber, do you know what you're singing about? It was kind of like, whoa, did he really just put me on the spot like that? And I want to see that throughout the whole season. I want him to call everyone out, but do it in a nice, funny way. And he's so gosh darn cute. I wouldn't mind looking at that.
Yeah, someone who has respect, because that, honestly, when Nikki, every time that she was rude or she rolled her eyes, like, I know she's trying to be real and she's trying to be serious, but don't try to bring your hoodness to the show.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be a great judge or on the show, but the only thing is you're battling with, like, the voices on 7 times a year with the top superstars of the decade, so you can't.
But I feel like he has so much personality that if somebody watched one episode, they'd fall in love with him. I didn't know who he was until in 2009 he came on the show. I had no idea who he was, and now I'm like in love with him.
I knew he was because of the beat of an actor.
Well, let's expand the discussion a little bit more, because Violet, you went as far as saying who you think should be the whole judge panel. For next season.
I like that, actually. I saw that on Twitter.
Who do you think should be the panel?
I mentioned another guy because, for some reason, Harry Connick Jr. escaped my mind for a second, but I had mentioned Pink, Selena Gomez, and Diddy.
Yeah.
I think that's...
So if it's a four panel...
Put Oprah in there.
Throw Oprah in there. Why not?
Everything is better with Oprah.
That is true.
True that.
It's the Oprah touch. Let's see what the chat roll is saying. They're saying Harry Connick Jr. And, okay, chat roll, we love you guys. Your opinion is so spot on. What does that say, Stephanie?
It says one of the judges of American Idol should be J.C. Rubio.
Yay!
No.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that guy?
Who?
No, he's going to take Ryan's job.
We don't know about... No, here's the thing. In a perfect world, I think Ryan would also be a judge and the host at the same time.
And a contestant.
If there's
you
some...
swear he has enough time on his hands, okay?
I feel like when he voted people out, he'd be like, you're out. That was not a good joke.
Thank you. I'm trying to be supportive, Steven.
Oh, boy.
With that said, let's move on to, we've been teasing it all season long that we would have a very special performance to close out an amazing, amazing season 12. And, of course, our very own Mark E. Allen is going to sing tonight. And let us know, what's the song that you're singing?
This is a brand new song. There'll be a video up in the next probably 2 weeks on YouTube. It's called Smoke. I'm kind of in this new writing style, and I was doing so much like kind of poppy stuff for such a long time, and like more upbeat, but I still like the upbeat stuff, but this, I like bringing it down and connecting.
This is a good mix of like your music. Absolutely.
Who would you compare your sound to now?
Mark E. Allen.
I've heard of him.
Yeah,
there you go. It kind of rings a bell. Yeah.
So
did you hear my opening song? It was a new song I wrote called AfterBuzzTV.com.
I heard that's a hit in Guam already, so yes. Congratulations. It's gone triple platinum. Yes. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mark E. Allen.
I love Angie claps. All right, so yeah, this song is called Smoke. Check it out. About 2 weeks.
I see your face in my reflection. You're holding on there by a thread. My peace of mind is slowly fading, 'cause I want you here with me instead. Let's just the way it goes, that's just the way it goes, that's just the way it goes. And I would have loved it if you could have stayed, but perfect's never perfect anyway. In all of these words with nothing to say, perfect's never perfect anyway. Well, you had your reasons inside a note. You burned us down, now all I see is smoke. For months and life goes on without you. At times forget we ever met, and my eyes were clear before I saw you. I felt my heart get crushed again. That's just the way it goes, that's just the way it goes, that's just the way that goes. Oh no. And I would have loved it if you could have stayed, 'cause perfect's never perfect anyway. And all of these words with nothing to say, 'cause perfect's never perfect anyway. And you had your reasons inside a note. You burned us down, now all I see is smoke. I don't wanna feel right if it doesn't feel right, if you only knew. Doesn't feel right if it's not with you. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way that it goes. Oh, no, no. And I would have loved it if you could have stayed. But perfect's never perfect anyway. And all of these words with nothing to say. Perfect's never perfect anyway. You had your reasons inside and all. You burned us down. Now all I see is smoke. You said goodbye. Now all I see is smoke.
Yay. Round of applause, Mark E. Allen.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Can I just say that, Mark, I am so proud of you because I've seen plenty of his performances. After Buzzers, go to Singing Saturdays at the Parlor in Hollywood. See my man here.
Thank you very much.
Perform. That was one of my favorite performances. You did such a good job.
Aw, thanks. After Buzz.
Yes, that was fantastic. And that's one of your newer songs, right?
Yeah, brand new.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well done, my friend.
Once again, give it up for Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you for the season. Thank you for the music. And just thank you.
Thank you. Thank all you guys.
All right, so moving on to our final predictions of the season.
Last time we hear those crickets.
I know.
I'm sad.
I know we always start with the best performance of the night, so let's go with that. What was your favorite song of the night?
From the whole night?
Of course.
Candace.
Well, one of each.
I have none.
Stephanie, what was your favorite of the night?
My favorite of the night was Candace's last song.
Okay. I'm with you. I who have nothing. She killed it. More.
I have nothing to say about that either. No, yeah, that was definitely the biggest, best song. Perfect way to end the night, this somewhat of the season.
Okay, so now that we've picked our favorites, so who's winning the whole thing? Who is winning American Idol?
Last year we had two pieces of paper on here. One was Jessica Sanchez, one was Phillip Phillips. It was just JC and I, and JC had been predicting Phillip Phillips before the show even started. He's like, I feel like Phillip is going to win. And the last minute, he picked Jessica Sanchez to win it. I stuck with Phillip, and so I was right last year. But what do you guys think about this year?
I'm not going to tell you who I think will win, but I will tell
what?
You that. Listen, because I don't. Listen, I'm sorry. You're going to live in suspense, everyone. But.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on, let me see.
She picks Angie.
No.
Bring her back.
Okay. But when they both become successful artists, I will say that I'm going to listen to Cree's music when I get ready or when I'm, like, excited to go out and everything else. And I'm going to listen to Candace when I need inspiration, when I need that song on that long drive, whether it's going back home, whether it's going somewhere else, because she brings me back to that. And Cree will always just put me in such a delightful mood.
Mm. When are you going to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen?
Ask Violet that
at the club.
Who's that?
At the club.
Alrighty.
I'm interested in who you're going to pick, Violet, to win the whole thing.
I'm so torn because always on Idol, it's who deserves it and who has a better chance of winning. I mean, going back to Adam Lambert and Chris Allen, for me it was Adam Lambert completely and utterly, and then Chris Allen took it. I'm sure there were reasons behind that. But I love these girls. I love both of them. They're amazing people. They're amazing performers. And they're so different from each other. I think Candace deserves to win. But I feel like Cree will win. But whoever wins, I'll be very happy. And I'm sure
positive.
And I'm going to buy both of their albums. And I'm 100% sure I'll see Cree in concert like a kajillion times. And Candace, too, but probably more Cree.
Candace is going to win. Okay.
You did? You think Candace is going to win? Oh, see?
So you're saying, okay, so Stephanie's one for Candace.
One for Candace.
Violet says Cree?
I mean,
Mark.
Yeah, Violet talking about, Candace should win, and Cree, yeah.
I think that.
As soon as we're females, we're like, no, we love
them. I love both of them.
Well, executive decision. Go.
I have to say that I agree with Violet on this one. I do think that Candace has the biggest, best voice for the whole competition throughout
the whole season. Mm-hmm. She was on it from the beginning. But I do think Cree will win the entire show. And, you know, she deserves it too, man. It was a great season. Cree wins. Never been more certain about anything else in my life.
I have to agree.
With?
America. Tune in.
No.
Boom.
No. Say a name. Philip.
I think we're all winners. Actually, I'm going to go with what Violet and Mark said. I personally think, I still think Angie should have won it. Because, and let me say why, though. The reason being is I think Angie can fit more to what Idol puts them through a certain machine after they win. They have to put out certain albums, and Angie can, she can move her way into that type of Idol sound. I think Candace and Cree are a little more, not stubborn.
They're distinct on their style.
Yes. And I would, the songs they're going to put out with Idol's production is, I don't know if it'll be true to who they are.
Oh. It's still going to, well, hopefully Angie's Idol. Still getting, Idol's still getting Angie. She's signed up to 19.
For sure.
Of course.
You know.
So, but what I'm going to say is, yeah, I think Cree's going to take it. I think, yeah, I was battling back and forth. Woo! I'm going with Cree, yeah. Cree for the win. So that's it. So
isn't that so ironic that when they audition, they're like, oh, you don't know who you are, so you can't go to Hollywood. And now it's like, oh, you're going to play what we want because you're too much of who you are.
Ah, that's yep, very that's true.
Yep.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nice point.
Wait, before you end, I just want to say thank you, guys. This has been such an awesome, awesome season, and I'm so happy to have been part of it, and I love you guys.
And thank you for having me, the three of you. You guys are amazing.
Absolutely. No, great season. Look forward to this every week, man.
All right, so thank you.
Thank you, AfterBuzzers.
All right, well, so one last time. Steven, where can they find you?
You can find me at Singin' No, I'm just kidding.
thank you, shout out.
You can find me at Steven Lemieux.
Stephanie?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, StephieG47 or Stephanie Georgie.
And Red Carpet Diva, Violet, where can we find you?
On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Violet Kanyon.
Marky
out. And for the last time, check me out, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N. Bam.
And how about you, JC?
Oh, well, you can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter, and check out my backstage stuff for Dancing with the Stars and True Blood next month for AfterBuzz TV. So, for Steven, Stephanie, Violet, Mark, I'm JC. We are AfterBuzz TV, after show for American Idol. Good night, everybody, and stay tuned for the girls from Nashville. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.